Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as a popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. Oh, there's so much stuff to carry. So much going on. I haven't even seen this yet. Looks like a box that would have a nice dessert of some kind in it. I want to look at it. Okay. Fair enough. My name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from the UCB Theater in Los Angeles, California, on May Day, May 1st, Two Oceans 12. Since last I spoke and you listened, I did a show with Brendan Walsh at the University of New Hampshire in Durham, New Hampshire. And let's see what happened there. Let me read it. Several hundred students and locals packed into a brightly lit lecture hall to hear my jokes. I was like, where's the fucking podium? And Brendan played the Leonard Maltin game against audience member Victoria. She took it down, and in one round it was over. But her name tag was a cake. It was a Boston cream pie, actually, but it looked like a cake. And it was in a plastic container with a plate and then a plastic thing on top of it. And I decided to play a game of, let's put a garbage can way on the other side of the auditorium and see if I could throw the cake into the garbage can. And I threw it, and it missed. It was very close, though. And it missed. It was a really far throw. It was really ballsy of me. It was like that guy, political guy, somebody, Scott Brown or somebody, recently sank a half-court shot, and everybody's like, wow! And it's like, well, the fucking guy said, I'll try, and he did it, and so everybody thinks it's amazing, but he can't do it a second time. So I tried to do it with a cake, and I missed, and the plastic on top of the cake was so sturdy that the cake didn't fall out of the thing when it hit the ground after I threw it 50 feet. So then we had Brendan try, and it didn't open up again. Then we got Nils from the front. Nils is the Jordan of the University of New Hampshire. He was in the front row, and he threw it, and it didn't break open again. So then the fourth time I threw it again, still missed. We never got it in the garbage, but when it hit the ground, it splattered and went everywhere. And so now that there's a dessert item sitting right here, I'm now obsessed with the idea of throwing it, because it's fun to throw a huge piece of dessert. Note to my Twitter friends, please do not flood my timeline with Leonard Maltin category suggestions. One at a time, wait it out, see if that one worked. Or just send one on occasion. You know, you don't need to just... sometimes I'll open up my feed and there'll be like 10 in a row from somebody and I just like glaze over like, can't read 10 of these and pick any of them. So, and also I generally do categories that revolve around like... if it's a specific person, it's a specific person in these kinds of movies or something. A lot of people send me something where the whole pun is based around just the name of one actor or one director. Sometimes a director or actor who's only got like 3 or 4 movies, and it just narrows it down too quickly and too easily, and it's not as much fun for me. So keep that in mind. And as long as I'm mentioning... oh, the, that's so funny that I wrote, as long as I'm mentioning birthdays, and I said nothing about birthdays... I will do a famous actor or director if it's their birthday. Then that's a good excuse to make the category just about them. So you don't have to worry about those. So just submit things that are a little bit more creative, if you will. But speaking of birthdays, because now I really did. I will not give you a birthday shout out on Twitter, no matter who you are. Okay, some people I will, like famous people. You know, if Tom Cruise writes to me and says, hey man, I really need an RT on my birthday. I'm going to go, you got it. Everyone on Twitter has been born. It's not an accomplishment. It doesn't deserve a retweet. There's no unborns on Twitter. Now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. @AddisonWiley tweeted, if any of those aliens in Battleship hit Rihanna, I'm not going to like any of those aliens. Agreed. I don't want those aliens fucking with Landry or Riggins either. But I must say, my favorite part of the Battleship board game was the aliens. Now it's time for Watch This, Not That. The number one movie at the box office is Think Like a Man, which I have not seen. Because thinking isn't my thing. And the number two movie is The Pirates! ! Band of Misfits. Which, now at this point, really, why are they putting subtitles when it's the first movie out of the gate, and it's got another title? Are people not gonna get the idea that The Pirates is about the pirates? Do you really need Band of Misfits? Oh, now I get it. I thought it was gonna be about bad pirates, but these are just ones that play pranks. These ones are just misfits. They don't jump onto somebody's yacht and gut everybody. The only time I'll accept it is The Raid Redemption, because that's an awesome movie. So watch The Raid, The Redemption, not Think Like a Pirate. I just said Think Like a Pirate. That's a movie I would watch. This has been Watch Raid, The Redemption. Seriously, watch it. I'll be back at the Houston Improv on Thursday, May 24th. Bring your name tags for a chance to play Leonard Maltin game against Graham Elwood. And now it's time to do this. Let's look in the prize bag. From my good friends at the AV Club, who one of the writers for the AV Club, GK, she came out to see the taping we did at the Zanies in Chicago. She was right there to watch me yell at Dan Telfer. And I had a great time. And she brought she gave me a bag, and then also I'm pretty sure this T-shirt probably says something about the AV Club or something connected to the AV Club in some way. What's it say? AV Club. And I don't know why people don't like listening to this part. I think it's really, really engaging. And then I also have, for some reason, somebody brought the second year of Law and Order Special Victims Unit. And also somebody gave me this, I forget where I got it from, but it looks kind of cool, a book called So You Created a Wormhole, The Time Traveler's Guide to Time Travel. Took two guys to write it, Phil Hornshaw and Nick Hurwitch. Looks like a good book. I don't read books. And I love movies. And Oh, AV Club buttons. There's a bunch of buttons. And then still from the Lead Up people who, you know, Lead Up is going to happen all over the country starting in September, I believe. And hopefully I'll show up at some of the shows. And the Lead Up's a lot of fun. And you can get a lot of cool stuff if you buy tickets and go to it. And this particular case, I'm giving away Magic the Gathering. This is a premium deck series. This is a six card all foil deck, whatever the fuck that means, and it's called Graveborn. So that has to be nothing but awesome, right? And some of you guys might recognize this particular DVD that just came out recently. Does anybody recognize that? All right, very cool. So please welcome to the stage Ice-T, Cake Boss, and Paul F. Tompkins.
No need to throw chairs, Doug.
I just there was an extra chair that we didn't need. Sometimes we have four guests. Tonight we have three.
Right.
And fed up to seven. But tonight we have three guests. And you know, I don't normally have an open door policy at this show. But, you know, when the opportunity came to have you three guys on at the same time, I had to jump on it. Paul F. Tompkins' DVD, it's brand new, right? It's called Laboring Under Delusions.
Doug, both of those things are true. It is brand new, and it is called Laboring Under Delusions.
That's awesome. Who did the artwork on the cover? That's pretty cool.
The concept was mine, and it was the people at Comedy Central, this guy Bruce Ryan that I worked with on it, and he brought it to life.
Did a great job.
I'm very excited about it. Yes, I like it a lot.
Now, Cake Boss...
Hi, Doug. Cake Boss. You thought I forgot?
But very polite. It's polite to say hello to someone first.
I'm a guest on your show.
And then Cake Boss.
That's right, Cake Boss.
Have you... I brought
a cake. What else am I going to bring up the boss of cakes?
I could hear rumblings in the crowd that they thought, oh, it might be Cake Boss.
Cake Boss.
Because you brought...
Of course it is.
Because you brought a cake.
That's right.
Cake.
That's not the way it works. I got very
strict... You're right, Cake Boss.
Cake Boss. I got very strict rules about when I repeat my own name. Actually, it's not my name. It's more of a title.
Oh, it's a ladybug.
That's right, it's a ladybug. Because it's springtime here in Los Angeles and maybe other parts of the country as well. And look, this ladybug, she got something special to say. There's a little plaque at the bottom, which is also edible, by the way. It's made of fondant and frosting. The ladybug, she shakes to you. I'm the boss. That's right. She's more of a bug boss.
But not the cake boss.
Not cake boss, cake boss. She's more of a bug boss. No. Why would you ever throw a beautiful cake? You're like a barbarian. Like in the Game of Thrones cake that I made recently. For the Game of Thrones rap party. It pictured a smoke man having sex with a barbarian lady.
I'm sorry, cake boss.
Cake boss.
But... Ice-T is here.
I know.
That's incredible. That's amazing.
Yo, what's up, Doug?
You're my favorite. You're one of my top two people on SUV who are not actors, but are somehow regulars on SUV.
First of all, I hate to correct you on your own podcast. It's SVU. It's not Special Unit Victims. That would be a whole different show with a second. Let me pitch this out. That would be like a show about a special unit made up of victims. And that's more like vigilante justice, which, by the way, I do not approve of. And also,
so what is it really?
Also, yes. I take issue with you calling me a non-actor. I feel like I've acted long enough that I've earned my stripes as an actor. Maybe you didn't see Tommy and the Cool Mule, where I was the voice of a mule who was pretty cool.
Well, I want to say that, you know, you have been in some movies, and I'm always grateful
That's
when a guest
right.
has been in some films.
Like me.
And, you know, Leonard Maltin, the patron saint
who,
of...
Who that?
He's a film critic. He has books and apps and stuff. Leonard Maltin.
Maltin.
Mm-hmm.
Like Maltin Milk Balls? Like Whoppers? That's my favorite movie snack. You know why? Because it's loud inside my mouth. You're supposed to be quiet in the movies, but it's like my own little rebellion going on in there. People get Junior Mints. They're so soft. That's for weak people.
While you're watching a movie, you're killing cops in your mouth.
That's right. There's 32 cop killers in there.
I get that. That's a reference to the number of teeth you have.
Listen, Cake Boss.
Cake Boss.
We'll be back to you in a second, Cake Boss.
Cake Boss?
But Leonard Maltin Balls, he gave two or less stars on a scale of bomb to five stars to all of your movies.
Oh. Hmm. Let me ask you a question. Is Leonard Maltin by any chance some whack-ass old white dude? Is that possible at all?
He's at least two out of three of those things.
Okay, so like this Leonard Maltin, right? Like he goes to see a film like Leprechaun in the Hood. He might be like, oh, this is too much for me. Honey, get the kids. That's what I imagine he sounds like.
Yeah, he doesn't like scary movies.
He probably don't even like magical creatures like leprechauns either.
Well, they're rarely in movies that aren't scary in some way. The leprechauns.
You never seen Darby O'Gill and the Little People? That's, for shame, Doug. Fucking, I thought you loved the
that's
movie.
That's fucking scary, that movie.
It actually is pretty terrifying.
Yeah. Thanks for having my back, Paul.
Because James Bond is dealing with magical powers and forces beyond his control.
I'm trying to talk to Ice-T.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. What do I call you, T?
Yo, you call me anything.
Do I call you Lord? Lord Ice-T?
Well, I kind of like the sound of that. I don't mind it.
Dame Ice-T?
I don't like the sound of that so much.
How's Coco doing?
Coco's great, man. She's beautiful. We're beginning production on a new season of I Love Coco. Guess what? Spoiler alert. I still love Coco.
I thought you'd do something different in season three, but, you know, stick with what works, I guess.
We also take it a bit literal, and there's like a romantic...
There's a what?
There's a romantic theme.
Between like with nudity?
Between a block of ice and a tin of Coco. I think viewers will get it. Like, long-time viewers will get that inside joke. It's like Arrested Development. You pay attention, you're rewarded later on.
So, Maltin Milk Balls didn't give any of your movies anything higher than 3 stars. No, none of your films have gotten 4 stars. Not that you're responsible for the films, you're just in them. But he gave... Yeah, you show up and do a damn good job.
Yeah, thanks for making that clarification.
But he gave Trespass, directed by the great Walter Hill, 3 stars.
Yes.
That's his most favorite of the Ice-T films.
You want to know what my favorite is?
I'd love to hear that. I was going to go another way, but...
Ricochet.
You were in that?
Very insulting.
I got to see what Leonard gave that now.
I was in that movie with my good friend John Lithgow.
Go-Go Lithgow was in that with you?
Go-Go and I were in that together.
He's been a guest on this show, too.
What?
Yeah.
This is how I find out.
I would love to have the two of you on together sometime.
Maybe someday. We'll see.
Who's the third person? We can't get Denzel. He was the lead in Ricochet, right?
Oh, Denzel, too big for that now.
Yeah.
With
so
Denzel
we're
going
to have
Ricochet.
To find somebody else. We're going to have to find somebody else to be in it.
You know, the friendship I forged with John Lithgow is so vivid in my mind. I kind of can't remember right now who else was in that movie.
Oh, it's interesting. There was a movie in 1986 called Ricochets with an S on the end. And
was that about a bar?
Yeah, it was about a pub.
Irish dude.
It was about an Irish pub called Rick O'Shea's. And
is there a movie called TGI Fridays?
Kick Boss, you're like, you're becoming the new Pete Holmes. I'm kidding!
He's more like Dan Telfer.
Judging from the growth of the audience, that is not a compliment.
No, I just mean it's somebody that I have to, like, kind of remind them that, you know, I'm trying to talk to Ice-T right now.
How many times did I interrupt? A billion? So sorry, Your Majesty, Doug Manchin.
I didn't keep track. Let me get my pen out.
But he really didn't interrupt that
But
much.
Leonard, no, he didn't.
Honestly.
But he did jump in when I'm trying to talk to Ice-T.
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm not going anywhere. If it makes a difference, I was not offended by that jump in. Is that what they call them? Jump ins?
Yeah.
When people jump in like that? Now, Nathan, you're paying a lot of attention to me because I got the most film cred under my belt.
Yeah, and the most entertaining voice. I've never talked to you in person
That's
before.
That's insulting.
I'm sorry.
You don't like the way I sound?
We've worked together before, Cake Boss.
Cake Boss, that's true. I forgive you, Doug Manchin. I can't stay mad at you because you're like a little imp.
I'm a big imp. I'm an XL imp.
You smoke your magic smoke and then it makes you a fun-loving creature.
2 stars for Ricochet from Leonard Maltin and Milkballs. And
there was more than 2 stars in it, if that's what he's referring to.
Well, yeah,
but
you can't.
Keep talking about the quality of the film. I say, Leonard Maltin, you better watch that movie again.
It was an intense movie. I remember there's a scene where Denzel Washington gets like a sexy lady, like
sexy
forces
lady,
forces
right.
her forces his penis
forces
into
his
her.
Penis into her. That's yeah, right. I remember that.
Yeah, wasn't that weird?
It was weird at the time.
Did you stop by the set that day?
Now it's like commonplace. You turn on an episode of HBO's Girls, you'll see that every week.
You and Coco watch Girls together?
People seem to get upset at that.
I think you understand upset.
Yo.
There was laughter.
Two people laughed. Other people, like, there was an unheard gasp in the crowd. I just want to go on record right now. Ice-T is not part of the girls' backlash.
It is crazy. Girls and Veep have been on for like 2 or 3 weeks, and they're already picked up for another season, and the ratings haven't been great.
That's HBO. We got to sweat it out on NBC. Me and the Bells.
How often do you have to sweat it out? That show is like a staple. They'll never get rid of it.
Doug, we don't take nothing for granted. I came up from the streets. It's not like somebody hands me a TV show.
Do you think you're
That is kind of what happened, but... But you know what? First that I come up from the streets. Also, did you know I wasn't in the first season of SVU?
What?
Yeah.
I can't even imagine it.
When I went shopping in my own closet for a DVD box set to bring here, I was like, I'll start people out at the beginning. And I noticed I didn't have season 1. And then I looked myself up on IMDb, and I was like, damn, Ice-T's not in season 1 of SVU? But like, to me, it was season 1 when I started, because that was my first season on the show. But it turns out, canonically, that's the second season of SVU.
That's weird that you don't know the word chronic, Billy.
Life.
Chronologically.
I think Ice-T said canonically, which is its own separate word.
What does that mean?
Doug, someone in the crowd said, your own audience has lapped you in word knowledge.
Canonically,
part of the canon.
Oh.
You learn something new every day, player.
Welcome
to your new vocabulary.
I'm surprised.
I'm glad I could open the door for you.
You wrote on this DVD, you wrote, you're special to me.
Yeah, and I put special in quotes.
Yeah.
It's like a little joke, because special's in the title of the show. That's for fun.
Yeah, but you don't ever work unit into what you write on these things?
I don't know if it's going to be a man or a woman who gets this thing, man. I don't want to send any mixed messages.
Yeah, you probably want to stay away from victims as well.
Yo, man, I always want to help out victims.
How many victims do you think you've helped on that show over the years?
It's been a thousand.
How many years? Oh, you knew the number right away. That was it.
No, I've been keeping track.
What else are you going to do? You probably have 4 days off a week, right?
That's right.
You know, Kevin Pollak was in Ricochet with you. He was in Ricochet.
I mean, of course he was.
Do you think you're going to be good at the Leonard Maltin game? Do you know how it works?
I don't think I'm going to be good at it. I think I'm going to be great at it. First of all, I never even heard of this game, and I'm not sure what happens in it. But I know I'm going to dominate and destroy. Because that's what I do. I come hard like a gangsta pimp.
Well, there's some great prizes that people can win tonight.
Can I talk now?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Listen. I tried to wait as long as I could, but I get so excited. I want to talk to you, Doug Benson.
Have you been to the movies lately, Cake Boss?
Yeah, Cake Boss.
What did you see?
I saw that movie where Julia Roberts plays the mean queen. Because everybody's in fancy clothes, and I thought, oh, Masha Gabel, there's got to be some cakes in that movie.
Were there any cakes in Mirror Mirror?
Two.
Two birthdays are celebrated over the course of the film?
Different occasions. They were not very elaborate cakes. It was a little disappointing.
No ladybugs?
None at all. It distracted me from the movie-going experience because I was like, oh, if only these fictional characters had called me to make the cakes.
So Paul F. Tompkins is here as well.
Yes.
And have you been to the cinema of late? And I have to thank the three of you. Like, I'm so used to shows where the guests are constantly stepping all over each other. And I really appreciate how polite everyone is tonight. That take your turn.
We discussed it backstage because I'm of course a veteran of the show, and I told those guys, there's a lot of crosstalk on the show from time to time, so let's try to make sure that doesn't happen. I was on board with that because I was like, we're not doing what's his name, Robert Altman or whatever. Right.
Oh, his movies, they all just talk over each other. It's annoying.
Yeah, overlapping dialogue. That's both the land realism.
It's fake to me because I live in a polite society where people wait their turn.
Yeah, like on the show Entourage, those four guys always waited for their lines before they spoke. They never interrupted each other.
What I liked about Entourage was all the dead spaces between dialogue.
Did you like anything about Entourage Ice-T?
I like when four dudes can hang out together and they got each other's back. That's like me and the Bells.
Oh, you and the Bells are tight?
Super tight.
Because he was the other non-actor I was joking around about earlier.
Maybe you didn't see Night Shift.
That Ron Howard movie that was Michael Keaton's big screen debut?
The same.
No. I didn't.
It's worth seeing. Michael Keaton's pretty funny in it. He carries around like a little pocket tape recorder. He's always shouting ideas into it. Because he's like an entrepreneur.
And it's got Shelley Long at her most tolerable.
Man, Doug. That's unkind.
I kind of like her, though, actually.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Fucking money pit. Am I right, Cake Boss?
Cake Boss.
Is that a yes or a no?
Yeah, it's both. It's like Shalom. You know, certain cultures have words that mean both yes and no. It's not at all confusing.
Like aloha.
Like aloha. Shalom.
Means yes and no, aloha, right?
Right.
That's why when people, whenever I approach them or walk away from them, they're like, aloha, yes or no.
Because they're such a laid-back country.
They're in or they're out. I like it. Now, Paul, you're rumored, according to IMDb.
Yes.
IMDb. You're rumored to be playing...
Jaime. Yes.
In Kill Me Deadly.
Yeah, we talked about this last time.
We did.
The show.
Yes. Why is that rumor still out there? Why can't we get a new rumor going on IMDb?
The project is awaiting funds.
Oh.
And is it on
Kickstarter?
It is not. I don't believe it is on
Kickstarter.
That's what
they should do it. They should just get on Kickstarter.
The producers want to do it all themselves. The people that created the movie want to do it all themselves. And they shot some stuff, like a sort of teaser trailer, but they don't have completion funds to make the full film.
Oh, but can we watch the teaser trailer?
I believe so. I think it's still online.
All right. It's called Kill Me Deadly.
That's right.
Check it out, and if you're like a, you know, wealthy industrialist...
If you're an eccentric millionaire...
Yeah, then, you know, if you're a Richard Branson, give him a call and say, if you put some hot air balloons in Kill Me Deadly, I will back it.
If Richard Branson backed it, then they could show the movie in space.
Yeah, it could be the in-flight movie on the trip to space.
That's right.
I like that idea.
I'm on the wait list for that, by the way. For the civilian space trip.
Now, I got another question for Cake Boss before we move on to the... I've got a new podcast, a kind of a side project, if you will.
Oh!
A side podcast.
This is exciting!
It's called Dining with Doug and Karen. It's me and my friend, Karen Anderson, and two people...
What happens then?
Two people clap. We dine, and we...
In hell!
And we also ampersand. And it's called, that's why it's called Dining with Doug and Karen. And but maybe Cake Boss could be a guest on
Cake
that
Boss?
Sometime. We could
I like food.
Have a bunch of desserts.
We can
that
eat
you
cakes.
Make. Yeah.
Do you know what my favorite meal is, Doug?
I gotta guess.
Dessert for dinner. Most parents won't allow it. The farthest they'll go is breakfast. They think it's exotic enough for children, but every child secretly longs for dessert for dinner.
You should make pancake-flavored cakes.
Ugh. They should make cake-flavored pancakes.
Shaped like a ladybug.
Who would want that? You're gonna have a cake, and then you get this heavy, doughy pancake.
Does anyone
bad idea, Doug.
Does anyone hunger for games?
I do.
Me.
Let's do this.
All right, so let's play a quick build a title. And since Paul Love F. Tompkins that. knows the game,
yes.
We'll start with him.
Okay.
And then we'll move to Cake Boss is probably slightly more familiar with it, even though
somewhat.
And then Ice-T, who probably has no idea.
None.
I think you'll figure it out as we go, though.
Yo, you didn't ask me if I've seen any movies.
We gotta play this game.
Real quick, Doug. Because it's a twist answer.
Have you seen any movies lately, Ice-T?
No, but I've seen some television recently. I've seen this show called Saturday Night Live. And I seen this guy, Fred Armiston, and he was like imitating me. And I'm like, who this guy think he is imitating Ice-T? He don't sound nothing like me.
So you don't like any, has anybody ever imitated you to
Not
perfection?
Not to my knowledge. I turn off
You
the
never
TV
like to hear
disgust.
It. The same guy does President Obama.
Is that the same guy?
Yeah.
Oh, I like the President Obama guy.
He's the guy, you know, they have the one white guy that plays all the black characters because they don't have, oh, there's that one black guy that doesn't play those characters that's on the show this year. It's really weird. Is Jay Farrow just standing around all the time with his arms crossed? Why is all these going to Fred Armisen?
I don't know about the backstage life of these people, though.
Nor should you. Let's play Build a Title. Let's do it. Suggested by Robert Provost. Protocol? On Twitter. Provost Protocol.
You should not have questioned that one. You should have, that was absolutely appropriate. You should have charged right in.
I like to, you know, sneak him in sometimes. He suggested, Paul, all dogs go to heaven. So you need, of course, just to help explain it to Mr. T.
Been in there before?
Do people call you Mr. T? And do you pity those fools?
I feel sorry for those dumb people.
That should be your catchphrase. It applies to child molesters, too.
Right.
You could say it on SUV.
I just want to go on the record again. I do not feel sorry for child molesters.
I meant dudes that expose themselves
on
the subway.
It's good to clarify these things. Well, I don't think I feel sorry for them either. It's weird.
That's why you're such a good cop. You have no empathy for people who break the law.
That's right.
Yeah.
Zero tolerance.
The title is All Dogs Go to Heaven.
All Dogs Go to Heaven.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say all dogs go to Heaven's Gate.
Nicely done.
weird giggle in the crowd for some reason.
Oh, it started. The game didn't end immediately.
All right, what do you think, Gate Boss?
Close one, Doug. But you can't fool me.
I try.
A for effort.
So all dogs go to heaven, so you need something that ends in all, or the, you know, the sound of all, or it begins with gate, or
I'm gonna
part
say,
of the sound.
Okay,
of gate.
I got it.
Okay.
I'm going to say money ball dogs
nice.
Go to heaven's gate.
You're good at this, Cake Boss.
Come on.
Moneyball goes to Heaven's Gate. All right, Moneyball dogs go to Heaven's Gate. So I was thinking it might be Legends of the Fall Dogs, but that was Moneyball's really nice. Does this make any sense to you, Ice-T?
I think I got it.
Okay, let's do it.
Here's what I gotta say. Moneyball dogs go to Heaven's Gate, legged freaks.
Oh,
that's right.
Very nice.
I love horror movies. That's why I'm almost exclusively in horror movies. Did you know I was supposed to be in Terms of Endearment?
What?
The Jeff Daniels role.
A Eight. Professor at a school
That's
who's
right.
cheating on Deborah Winger.
That's right. 8 callbacks. Last thing I heard was they were going another way.
Yeah, they were going for some not colorblind casting. It's not right. Wait.
Yeah.
That was right, right?
Yeah. It was okay. Color-sighted casting.
So now we're back to Paul, who needs
Fine.
To finish with money or begin with freaks, which is something I say all the time. It's kind of my mantra. I'm going to finish with money or begin with freaks. Look at me. And a sad goth girl in the front row.
Is the stare down a regular part of your podcast?
Also, sad goth is really redundant.
They look happy when they have their umbrellas, right? When they're out in the sunshine, they got their umbrellas.
Flying around like Mary Poppins. All right, money ball dogs go to heaven, gate legged freaks. What do you think, Paul?
Oh, it's tough because both money and freaks are movies by themselves.
And freaks, it's always tough when the S on the freaks is going to kind of mess that up, I think. It's going to be hard to negotiate.
Oh.
So I think ending with
I don't know if you're going to allow this.
Okay, let's find out.
There is a movie called, it was just like 8 S's in a row. It starred Dirk Benedict. That's right. So if you would allow it.
Let me see what Leonard has to say.
See what Leonard has to
let's
say about
it. Let's check in with Leonard real quick. Yeah, because I remember there's a movie called but I don't know about I think you're right. I think there was a movie
oh,
called
Oh, do you
that.
Think so?
I think so.
Because I already knew that I was. Why? If I was going to make a movie up. Is that... What am I, Graham Elwood?
Isn't there a movie that's just an ellipses and two Leonard, quotes?
Leonard does not recognize all those S's. Let me do a few less S's. Okay, I got the right number of S's. It's actually 6 S's.
I was yes. really close.
Yeah. Yeah, you nailed it. Do you know who stars in it?
Dirk Benedict.
Oh, no, but top build above him.
Helen Mirren.
No. No. Turns out it's Struther Martin.
He's the top
He's
build
the top build person in it.
Wow. That yeah. must be a great movie.
He's the
fifth. Some old man running around with a bunch of snakes.
You snakes and I, we got a failure to communicate, or whatever the fuck he said. And... That movie with people eating a lot of eggs. Cool Hand eggs.
What? Do they ever do anything else with these eggs? Like make a
cake? They don't make a cake, Cake Boss!
Oh, Cake Boss. Forget about it. I'm not seeing that movie.
Leonard gave 3 stars.
You gotta be kidding.
Yeah, and Ice-T's not even in it. And yet somehow it's a critically acclaimed horror movie. Well done horror tale of a doctor who finds a way of transforming men into King Cobra.
What, into one King Cobra?
Yeah, I don't know why it says it that way. It should be Cobras, right?
Way to go, Leonard Maltball. Hey, do you know why I wasn't in that movie, Doug?
Why?
They were afraid of how I'll pronounce it doing the promo for it.
Yeah, they didn't want to insult you.
That's ableism.
Yeah. Moneyball dogs go to heaven's gate legged freaks. 6 S's. Now everyone's going to use when there's an S on the end. This is like Scrabble. There's little tricks you learn along the way. All right, so then we go to CB.
Is it me?
Yeah, I think you're after Paul.
It's not Mr. T.
I feel sorry for you, you dumb person.
Ooh, it worked.
There's movies that end in money.
There's gotta be, right?
I don't know if there's too many movies to begin with.
Can you think of some?
I guess you could. I guess once you have this, you could just say any movie that begins with an S, right?
Ooh, I hope so.
I think you can. Try one, and we'll see what happens.
Stop, or my mom will shoot.
Okay, Ice-T. We've got money, ball, dogs, go to heaven's gate, legged freaks. Stop, or my mom will shoot.
Stop, or my mom will shoot the moon.
Oh.
Theory drama starring Albert Finney.
Yeah.
That movie made me sad.
And Diane Keaton. That's right.
I know that's right. You're big into confirming things that people
You're
already know.
You're a defiant
know.
Group.
Dog, you being a little condescending.
No, but you're 3 guests who don't interrupt each other, but also you coming at me.
We came to play.
Yeah. So we're back to Paul again.
Fine.
This is a great title we've got building here. Marquees are trembling all over the world. Do you have something that ends in money or begins with moon, Paul?
Yes. Moon over Parador.
Oh. Was that where Richard Dreyfuss played multiple roles?
That's right.
Yes, it was.
It starred Richard Dreyfuss. And Richard Dreyfuss.
And Richard Dreyfuss.
Not just the two.
He only had 2 parts?
I think
so, yeah. It was like Prince and the Pauper, where they
trained
places.
Yeah, he looked like this dictator, yeah.
He should have played a 3rd part, like a guy eating lasagna and spaghetti. Remember in 1941 when John Belushi was just eating spaghetti and something fell on him and he went, eh, and that was his whole other part.
I guess I have not seen that movie because I don't remember that at all.
Did I say 1941?
You did.
Okay, good. I was worried I just said some. Shoot the Moon over Parador. Wow, that's going to be... Oh, no, it isn't. It's going to be a simple one, I think. So now we're back to Cake Boss.
Cake Boss?
Money, ball, dogs go to heaven's gate. Legged freaks, stop or my mom will shoot the moon over Parador.
Okay. Think this through, Cake Boss. Cake Boss.
That was weird, Doug Benson.
I was concentrating too hard on movies with a door sound. I'm gonna say, Moon Over Parador's directed by Oliver Stone.
Yes. I was thinking Door in the Floor, but I like Parador's.
I wasn't sure if that was a movie or not.
It was.
It was a book first, right?
Yeah, with Jeff Bridges was in the movie.
Was it a
Door in the Floor?
A John Irving novel? It sounds familiar.
Doesn't Door in the Floor sound like what was the one with the cabinet or the dresser? That was a okay. So we're back over to Ice-T.
Were you thinking of The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe? Chronicles of Narnia.
No. I was thinking of Aragon. Yeah, they walk into a mini fridge to get to a world of dragons in that movie.
Yeah, you haven't seen it. Nobody's seen it. Yeah, no one can disagree with me.
I want to see this.
The facts are on the table now.
Look.
It's a mini fridge in a Hampton Inn.
Are there Thors and stuff?
They don't even have mini fridges at Hampton Inn. What?
I didn't realize you were such a Hampton Inn expert.
Saw that movie Young Adult with Charlize Theron.
That's right.
And she goes to eat a cookie there at the front desk at the Hampton Inn. And that's the girl goes, that's only for, you know, our Hampton Inn special VIPs or whatever. And that's not true. If you're staying in Hampton, you get the cookies.
Maybe that desk lady didn't like the cut of her jib. She was like, you look like you got emotional problems.
Yeah, she was lying about having a dog in her bag that was moving around.
You know what? Liars don't get cookies.
That's right.
That's the law of the streets, Doug.
Now we have the catchphrase for you on SUV. You
just
have
to go,
liars don't get cookies.
I'm going to work that in.
That will stop crime.
I'm going to get Bell to set me up for that. He'll do like a trademark shade tip.
What do you think? Do you have anything that begins with doors and you can't use again? Or anything that ends with money?
That
we've never had to say that out loud. You can't use a title that's already been used a second time.
Should go without saying, right?
It should, but now I'm saying it.
I feel like you don't trust me.
Because most things that you say sound like that.
Yeah, I think I can.
You brought it up earlier. I didn't.
Yeah, I brought it up earlier.
I didn't start it.
It's one thing when I say. Pushing my buttons, Doug.
I'm sorry. I'll pronounce it right from now on. It's SVU.
People on my side. We still don't got one for money, right?
No, and we're running out of time. We're 2 minutes over.
Oh, pardon me. I'm sure it's my fault. I'm going to say two for the money.
Yes. Who was in that? Was that Katherine Heigl?
Everybody. It was a star-studded cast. Lena Mothballs gave it all the stars in the heavens.
I'm just double checking on that.
He was like, I love this more than juice.
Oh, no. I was wrong. It was Al Pacino and Matthew McConaughey, and it was about professional gambling.
Really?
Yeah. It's true. Yeah, it was directed by DJ Caruso.
Can you block things on your Netflix queue?
I never want to see that. All right, well, Mr. T has really set up Paul for a sweet spot here because he just has to come up with something that ends in the word two.
Something that ends in the word two.
Mm-hmm.
But it's got to be, well, it could just sound like that.
The word two.
It doesn't have to be T-W-O. It could be T-O-O.
I would go with T-W-O.
We're going with homonyms.
Thousands of movies.
But there's also, here's why. Because the first thing I thought of was Teen Wolf 2. Which is T-O-O, because it's fun.
Works either way. You want to go with it?
Yeah.
Teen Wolf 2, for the monies, bald dogs go to heaven. Skate. Legged freaks stop. Or my mom will shoot the moon over a pair of doors. Wow. Legendary title. I wouldn't expect these three minds to be able to pull this off.
It's teamwork.
Yeah, you guys are doing great. So who's up next? Cake Boss.
Cake Boss. Hmm. What does Cake Boss want to say?
Has to end in teen.
Has to end in teen or begin with doors.
Oh, I've already got one. Jordan's got one.
Oh, great. I'm glad everybody in the room has one except the Cake Boss.
Sometimes it's not easy being cake. Boss.
Cake Boss.
Cake Boss. Comedy Bang Bang has been canceled for the night.
It's gonna be 3 more hours of this. I'm in.
I'm in.
I wouldn't say no. That's not gonna happen.
A lot of these people already saw Rob Delaney's show. They're getting a lot of show tonight. Yeah.
What? When was Rob Delaney's
show? He did a show earlier tonight,
what
Paul.
What time?
At 6 o'clock, right?
What's 6. The, where's the fire, Rob
From
Delaney?
6 to 7. Yeah. And he didn't... And he
I'm glad so many people in the audience backed you up. It's true. That did happen. There were murmurs of assent all around.
They were here.
No, Rob Delaney could never do a show that early. It's impossible. I'll never believe it. It didn't happen.
Who wants to hear tweets at happy hour? He doesn't do his tweets. He doesn't do his tweets, you guys. He's got a whole comedy act. He doesn't just read his tweets.
Does he do some of his tweets, though?
I don't think he does a single one.
I like when people do tweets, Doug.
What's your name on Twitter, Cake Boss?
Cake Boss, Cake Boss.
You have to say it again and when you wrote your name in.
That's right.
That's what you do is whenever you recognize
Here's
it.
Here's what I do.
You add it again.
I write it and then I delete the second one. So no one sees it, but I know that it was there.
I think you got mental problems.
Yeah.
That's like some OCD.
I haven't been diagnosed, but I'm on the spectrum. Safe to say. Whose turn is it and why?
It's your turn, and you need something that ends in teen or begins with doors. So, you might be out. But
I know.
Like I said, I thought of one.
I feel like I'm on the edge of one. I hate to be the one that ends it. But wait, is it over or I'm just out? Oh, do we have a gentleman's agreement?
We'd skip you, and then it's down to Paul and Ice-T to,
okay.
to fight it out.
Boy, oh boy.
I mean, you're so stumped, I bet they are, too.
I'm trying to make noises to jog some movies from my memory. Choo-choo-choo-choo.
Don't give Graham Elwood ideas for how to stall.
Train. I don't know how to make a train noise.
Okay, you're out, Cake Boss.
Go, Cake Boss.
Yeah, but nice try.
Thanks for the applause, everybody. I played with my heart.
Does Ice-T have anything, or are we going to call Paul F. Tompkins the winner with his Teen Wolf 2? We put a good stopper in there.
There's got to be something that ends with teen. There's got to be a bridge word to get me from doors to something else. I can't think of nothing. I concede.
I just thought of, I've got one for both ends.
Good
for
you, Doug.
Which is another thing I like to say on weekends.
You're so good at this game, maybe you should play it sometime.
I do, right now, in my own way. In that cheating way. Dick Clark used to always run over on the pyramid, and he'd say one that the guy didn't think of, and they'd always get it, and he'd act like, I'm so great at this. It's like, no, you're not. You're sitting on the sidelines, just waiting for your chance.
To be fair.
You're right. You're right. You're right. It's about how he died recently. That's what I was talking about.
To be fair, I think Mr. Clark was not trying to show off for people. I think he was just trying to say, would this have gotten you there?
That's exactly where I'm at right now.
He's not like pulling an Alex Trebek where it's like, nope, you didn't get that. And I know everything. Like, I'm Uatu the Watcher up on the moon. I see you not get it, but I'm forbidden to interfere.
I'm there now, so let's call it. Let's say that Paul's the winner. Is that
fine.
Okay?
Fine. I don't care. Oh, it's a bit of a bittersweet victory. And people were not won by default.
Of course, you could have gone with 17.
I
17.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Yes, yes, yes. And I fucking love this one. Paradorsen and me. Orson and me, motherfucker.
I couldn't think of the name of that movie. And I thought Orson was the second word. I couldn't remember.
Yeah, right.
I knew Orson was in the title.
Hey, everybody. Producer Ryan here. Doug is thinking of the 2008 film Me and Orson Welles.
Nicely done. Paul Tompkins,
indeed.
Everybody.
Now, I'm sorry if I didn't explain this clearly backstage to Ice-T and Cake Boss, but the three of you now need to go out into the audience, as we always do, and pick name tags of who you would like to play for in what will hopefully be a very rapid version of the Leonard Maltin game, because we're running a little behind schedule. I'll say my plugs while you go out and do that. Jordan's right there in the front row, but he didn't bring his baseball. He's the one week where somebody wants to use his name tag, he sat that one out. I'll be at the Punchline in Atlanta this Sunday, May 6th. Oh wait, I just heard that was sold out, so I take that back. And I'll be doing the Benson Interruption at Nerd Melt in Los Angeles on Thursday, May 10th. And I'll be at the Comedy Attic in Bloomington, Indiana, May 19th and 20th. No Indianapolis stop this time, so make the drive, you guys. It's only about an hour. All right, what do you got? What do you got, fellas?
I'm playing for Noah, right? Is that your name?
Yes. You got what does it say?
You got a poster of Bill Cosby.
Oh, okay.
Noah is a very funny fellow, right? It's a play on the Bill Cosby routine where Bill Cosby is Noah, excuse me, Dr. Cosby. He's Noah from the Bible getting the instructions from God, and it's like, this shit is crazy. That's the subtext of the bit.
Who are you playing for, Paul?
I'm playing for Krista. It's very simple. It's just a name tag. Like, it's a keychain with her name on it. But you know what? She had a fresh, smiling face. And I said, and she has glasses. And I thought, the world is against her.
There are fewer libraries these days.
That's right.
She's got nothing to do.
I'm going to fight for Krista. It's also, no, she looks like a nice person. Krista is the name of a dear friend of mine. So why not?
Sure.
And then, who's Cake Boss have?
Let's ask him.
This one I got, it's a...
So when Paul Tompkins says Cake Boss, you don't say Cake Boss?
No.
That's the one person that won't get a cake boss out of you when he says cake boss?
Cake boss, cake boss, cake boss. You said three times.
Oh, Beetlejuice is here.
Ooh, what happens if somebody says my name three times and then I...
Oh, they get infested with ladybugs. Not cakes.
Don't anybody look in the mirror and say my name three times.
You won't catch me doing cake, comma boss.
This is who close one technicality. Also, boss, comma cakes. Boss, comma cakes. This one, who did I get this from?
Pauline?
Is your name Pauline?
Mm-hmm.
And who's this fellow that's been photoshopped onto the poster?
Oh, that's me.
What, it's you with a mustache?
Yeah, it's like a bad guy mustache.
And you got a fancy hat on, like a top hat.
Yeah, it's a twirly mustache and a top hat.
I like how, even though it's a Photoshop picture, it's still a cheap-looking top hat. You could have got any picture of a top hat on the internet, and you got one that looks like it's made of plastic.
Cake Boss gets funnier every appearance than he does on these kinds of shows.
I'm not trying to be funny.
Oh, well, it's not working then. All right, did anybody write their shitheads on the back? Because that's the thing that people
Nobody.
Do. They write
the
oh, there's
no
one.
One did.
Okay,
no one
so
did.
Don't reveal that one.
But Krista
but we'll ask the
and
others to come
this
up.
Other person, they don't seem to have done it.
That's true, Cake Boss.
Cake Boss, happy dog.
Very.
Let's burn through this. Let's do one round.
I love it.
That's one round, winner take all.
I was just going to suggest
Well, that. I said it first. So I get the credit for that idea. History will show, Doug.
It happens week to week. I'm the last person who should be hosting this show. I'm just here.
That's what the message board says.
Yeah. We love everything about it, except for Doug.
Can't somebody else?
And we're not crazy about movies. I don't know why I listen to it.
Because of love.
That's all it takes.
The greatest of these is love.
Okay, Paul F. Tompkins hits pick a category, then we'll go to Ice-T to switch it up and go the other way around. And again, hopefully he'll understand how this works. Stay-at-home buzz suggested, let the right one in, and that's films made by Edgar Wright. Narrows it down considerably. I can think of six. At Dr. Thunderbottom suggested,
Probst Protocol. That's as in Jeff Probst, and it's movies that have a wilderness survival kind of theme to them. And then... and then the DEZ, the D-E-S, D-E-S, D-E-Z, the D-E-Z, the D-E-Z.
Ah, there we go.
Suggested.
Oh, did a bee get in here?
It's okay, ladybug.
I want to eat that cake so bad, by the way.
I know you do.
The Dez suggested Me Love You Wrong Time, which is time travel romance films. Nice work, Dez. Dez.
I'll allow it. Oh, sure. Why not?
I don't care for that.
Okay, Paul F. Tompkins. Paul F. Tompkins.
I'm gonna choose Let the Right One In honor of a friend of the show, Edgar Wright.
Nice. He has been involved in some capacity in about 6 motion pictures, I think.
Oh, I see where this is at. He's not necessarily the director, perhaps. I know you're forbidden to say.
Leonard gives this movie 3 stars. It's the year is 2007, and he says about this film that that it has
this part of it where you just read silently.
The movie has familiar faces in it. Nice description, Len, if you're listening. And he also says that this movie is an homage to something. Right? Terrible clue,
this is
considering the category, because he's very homage-y. And did you see homage-y with Robin Williams?
No, I went by myself.
And he lists... Variation on a Jimmy Pardo.
That's a corny old joke.
There are 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 names. 10 names.
What's the year? And how many more names are going to be added?
I'm going with 10 names. And the year is 2007. Okay. And Leonard gives it 3 stars.
Okay.
And Paul gets to start off the bidding. How many names do you think you can get it in?
0 names.
Oh. Impressive. Now what happens? We got to go to Ice-T and explain to him that you can go into negative names.
You don't got
to
explain nothing, Ice-T.
Okay, then you tell me what should happen right now.
I'm going to name that movie in negative 1 names.
You've never heard the podcast before.
Nope. But you know what? I've been playing games all my life.
Okay, so we gotta go to Cake Boss.
Cake Boss!
Who? Needs to possibly explain to him that you can go negative more names, and that's reading the names from the
top
of the cast.
Let me explain to you. I'm gonna go negative 2 names.
Okay, we're back to Paul F. Tompkins.
That's right, we are. Cake Boss.
Cake Boss?
Did you expect these guys to be this competitive?
I really didn't.
In a game they've never even heard of?
I really didn't. Because the last
time, impressive.
Last time I was here, I played with Andrew Lloyd Webber and Gary Marshall.
Yeah.
Neither of whom...
They didn't pick it up very well.
Could not have cared less about the game.
Yeah, they were...
And it was frustrating for me because I was invested.
Yeah. So it's exciting to have strong competitors.
Exactly.
That's probably why you brought them with you.
You know why? Because that brings my game up. When I'm playing against people
who are
good...
You're playing better than I've ever seen you play tonight.
I really feel like I am.
You're really... Now you're really dominating 2 very strong players.
I'm going to try a little strategy here.
Okay. This is crazy.
And I'm going to say, Cake Boss.
Cake Boss!
Name that movie.
Oh, you think I can't do it?
How many names do you have? Negative three?
Negative two. Okay. Hey, don't add a negative thing, don't venture.
You're just so good at it.
This is a high wire act I'm performing over here. I don't need you hovering on a string and like blowing on me to tip me over.
Okay, watch your step. Would you like the clues again?
Yeah.
You get three names. But the clues are...
What? No, what? I'm naming it the negative two names.
Thank God you said that, because I was about to start blurting out names. I can't believe you're so good at this.
All I'm
freaking
doing,
me out.
All I'm doing is barely paying attention.
But it's negative two.
This is not like
negative two names.
It's not like quiz show.
But I'm gonna give you the clues again. Three stars from Mr. Leonard Maltin.
Three stars from Leonard Maltin Mothballs. 2007. Familiar faces. Omaji.
Tell me the name of the movie and the top two billed performers in the right order.
Do you know if you say Omaji at the beginning three times, Quentin Tarantino makes another Kill Bill movie?
But I'm going to do that.
No, don't do
I'm
it.
I'm going to do it. I don't Kill Bill movie.
I don't want to see any more feet.
I was right about the feet. I brought it up on the last show and everyone was like, what do you mean the feet? Uma Thurman's feet.
He got a
feet.
Problem. Hey, you know, like what you like. God love you, but don't shove it in my face. Especially if it's a foot.
What do I do?
I give
name
you the title
film?
First?
Yes, sir.
Is that movie Hot Fudge?
Just to be clear, who challenged you? Was it Paul F. Tompkins?
Yes.
Okay. Just want to be clear on that. Okay, and then what are the top two billed names?
Simon Pegg and Nick Frost.
Well, that doesn't matter because the movie is Grindhouse.
Oh no, that terrible movie. I forgot all about it and how much I didn't like it.
But let me ask.
I didn't like it so much, I didn't see it.
Do any of the three of you think they can guess the top two billed people in the right order?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
It's Rose McGowan and Freddie Rodriguez. Yeah, so all that bold billing was having me go, are you kidding me? Are you really going to fucking knock this one out and make it happen and do
well,
it
up? Well, I've disgraced my family. I've dishonored the profession of baking. And I have no choice but to later on commit ritual suicide. So goodbye, everybody, from the cake box forever.
We're never going to hear from you again?
Nope.
Ladybug cakes.
I don't know. Good luck, everybody. Go to the cake assistant. Maybe he can sort you out. But the boss of cakes is to be no more. It is time I depart this mortal realm.
Okay, boss.
I've lost the right to repeat things that people say. I know it's Chad, audience.
Finally, a tearjerker episode.
That's what the message boards were saying. Not enough Chad ended.
So, Paul F. Tompkins, you're our winner.
Yeah! I won.
And we only went over by about 16 to 21 minutes.
Yeah.
What time were we supposed to
finish? We started a few minutes late. 8:15? Oh. Yeah, it's 8:39. But we did start about 3 minutes late, so...
We're supposed to end at 8:15?
Yeah, it always ends at 8:15. 7:30 to 8:15.
No, it never ends at 8:15.
It gets pretty close sometimes. On occasion.
All right. I'm not taking...
If I think it's going to be a long one, I'll warn them. I'll warn Scott Aukerman, because I feel bad that we're cutting into...
We are not taking the fall for this. I agree. You're supposed to be the captain of this ship. You think Dan Florek would put up with this kind of nonsense? If me and the Bell started straight clowning, he'd be like, get out of my office. Go solve some crimes. Also, if you do a crossover, say hi to Sam Waterston.
You're not going to fucking believe this. This is the craziest fucking coincidence. When I was looking for, I always do a category, you know, born today.
Sure.
And like Wes Anderson was born today. But again, that narrows it down to six movies.
And Julie Benz from Dexter and not Buffy, but the other one. This spinoff show with the dude, Angel. Joanna Lumley from, you know, that show over in England.
Well, since we're late, name 10 more people.
Absolutely fabulous. Ap-tap. Right, Cake Boss?
Cake Boss. That does seem like a fun one to say.
Ap-tap.
Ap-tap. Ooh, I like it.
I am not lying to you. I almost picked it as a category. Celebrating a birthday today, 62 years old. Dan Florek. You guys have already forgotten that he just mentioned Dan Florek.
Yo,
in his SUV rig.
You think I didn't send that guy an edible arrangement today?
Who was it from? Was it from?
It was from me. What are you talking about?
But it was an edible arrangement made by Cake Boss?
No. Cake Boss, no. Edible arrangement, just fruit. It's not cake. They should call those barely edible arrangements because who wants to eat a bunch of fruit? What is this, school?
Krista wins the prize bag. Where's Krista at? Where are you at with your glasses? Oh, you do look nice. Yeah, I was worried you might not. What's this? You don't get a shithead because you won. Yeah. Keep your shithead to yourself, shithead.
She does get a cake. Oh, that's nice, calling a lady a shithead.
Well, I have to do it on many shows.
Surprised we could hear you from inside your suit of armor.
And so there's no shithead on the back of your name tag, Cake Boss. So could whoever provided, where's Pauline at? Oh, there you are. Could you run up here for a second and write down a... Let's do some plugs, Paul. Do you have any?
Yes, I do, Doug.
What's coming up for you?
When does this drop?
This will plop on Friday.
All right. May
12th. Where's Pauline? She's working away.
Saturday, May 12th, I will be going to Minneapolis to return to Pepito's Parkway Theater to do a new hour of stand-up from the last time I was there. And then I will be returning to Austin, Texas, the 26th and 27th, closing out the Austin Sketch Fest. And doing two nights at the 29th Street Ballroom. All tickets available at paulftompkins.com.
Nice plugs.
Also, the Pod F Tompcast is coming back. Thanks, everybody.
Would you listen to that, Ice-T?
Hell no. I ain't even going to listen to this.
I think most of the guests don't listen to... Go listen to the one they were on.
Why would they?
Do you have anything to plug? SUV coming back in the fall?
SUV coming back in the fall. Me and the Bells out there cracking heads, solving crimes, turning it over to order.
Ice-T, everybody. That is weird. This whole time you've only really had half a show.
That's right.
Okay.
It's an easy week.
And Cake Boss.
Cake Boss.
What you got coming up?
Well, in addition to killing myself because of the shame I've brought to my entire family all the way back to Italy, I'm just going to be making some more cakes. Oh, boy. Everybody's awestruck by the appearance of the ladybug cake. Look, I even made some frosted grash.
Don't forget to get your cake, Krista, before you go. Yeah.
Of course, Krista, you won the cake.
You won the cake. But I'm going to get a picture of all the guests with the cake.
You want the whole kid and cake poodle.
As soon as I wrap this up. Let's hear it from my guests, Paul Tompkins, Ice-T. And Cake Boss.
Cake Boss.
And as always, Chalmers tea butter sauce is a shithead. And then it says, he knows why.
He does.
And Werner Herzog is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another cocky. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, cause Doug loves movies.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.